do you think reducing greenhouse gas emissions and then producing clean energy domestically in the United States will also increase our national security?
Well, my own opinion is that we have a very unsatisfactory energy situation from many points of view. Of course, we have had low-cost energy for a long time, and that's been a great benefit to us. But right now, we're paying a price in terms of our national security because we have insecure sources. We also have people selling us their oil, and we're funding, in effect, people who don't wish us well. And I believe some of this money winds up in the hands of terrorists. So we're funding actions against us. And then, of course, there is the issue of the climate. And from all I can see, there is a real problem here that is potentially severe. And the longer you wait to do some, get going on doing things, the worse and more difficult it's going to be. Then, of course, we have the economic dislocations that come from these periodic spikes in the price of oil. It's been a big setback always. So I think if we can find our way to some other ways of producing and consuming energy that use less carbon and are more domestically controlled, we'll be better off.
Last question. Are you hopeful about our energy future and reducing greenhouse gas emissions? Do you think that's going to happen?
Well, I'm a President Reagan guy. And in the Reagan administration, we faced a lot of tough challenges. But we always held our head up. And we always, as he always put it, America's best days are ahead. So I think somehow or other we'll conclude on some things that need to be done, and we'll get them done.